Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Is that a moral victory? Yeah.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I don't think this man knows how to recruit the proper people like Howard did, especially the year we beat Alabama.
And James Strebel.
Louisville and Scott Satterfield tried to do the thing early in the game. They tried to be tough. They tried to be physical. They tried to mix it up. And it didn't work.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I keep hearing Scott Satterfield's not built for this rivalry. No! The University of Louisville football program is not built for this rivalry. They're not big enough. They're not fast enough. They're not strong enough. This is wash, rinse, and repeat football. We watched this. They got woofed up front. That vaunted front seven that was going to sack us and be in our backfield and tackles for loss and all that. They were getting pushed back, and Chris Rodriguez ran over and rushed out like he does each and every year. What they need to do is come sit on Daddy Stoops' lap and tell him what he wants, for what they want for Christmas, is for him to quit recruiting big, strong, fast football players because they can't hang.
All right, 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors, Cox'sLouisville.com. I got way too much Bourbon County stuff this weekend, Strebel. I need to show you my closet. You want to go in the...
I'm going to hop in that closet. Go in that closet. The little peek in the closet.
A little peek in the closet. We can do a show from the closet if
could.
You want.
It's a substantial closet.
It is. It's a walk-in.
It is. They walk right in there and do a show.
It's a walk-in for maybe two people. It's a two-person walk-in.
Hey, but it's a walk-in.
That's all that it is. 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox'sLouisville.com. Cox'sLouisville.com. They got you covered. All the game watch parties. Bellarmine in Kentucky. Bellarmine, obviously, Moneyline. We'll take them there over Kentucky. Jacob Toppin. I'm kidding. So that game's coming up. Louisville, yeah. Maryland. All the bowl games and everything else. Get set up. The NFL. Get that Kentucky Bourbon premium cigars, and they're delivering Evergreen. They got those great craft beer selections, plus Evergreen Liquors coming up on Thursday, beginning at Evergreen Nulu, and then on the 2nd at the St. Matthews location, Middletown, on December the 3rd is the Tailspin Ale Fest pre-sale. Is James Strebel going are you going to the Tailspin Ale Fest?
Absolutely.
Or what?
I went last March.
So
I'll be ready
to go. Saturday, the semifinals. Oh, no, the last.
No, it's the last game
day.
Of the season.
Yeah.
It's usually Florida.
It's not Florida this year.
Oh, it's not? What
it's not.
Is it like Tennessee or?
Man, I can't remember.
I know it's a good
Jack
game.
Will remember.
It's not
Hang
like
on.
South Carolina dun, or something like that. It's a good dun, team. Dun, it's like Tennessee dun, or Arkansas, I believe, dun, is what that is.
So it's a loss. It's Arkansas.
Arkansas, okay. It's at home.
It is, and you're not favored, according to KenPom, to win that.
Well,
no, it's away. It's at Arkansas.
Oh, it's at Arkansas. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I hope those guys are there. They were, like, grabbing their crotch.
Oh, yeah.
At, like, Lance Ware.
Yeah,
giving him the middle finger.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's just looking at him.
It's like Hollywood Row or something like that is what they call it.
Oh,
there.
I love it.
Yeah, Hollywood Boulevard. I've got the exact name of it right by court side.
Well, at some point, we got to get to Jack and his college basketball because we had Duke suck it up.
Yeah, did you hear John Shire, why he said they lost?
No.
What they haven't practiced enough.
Oh, Secured. God, so he's doing the Cal
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, they got to practice more. Yeah.
Well, their players have all been injured.
And they're all freshmen.
And they're freshmen.
He's doing what Cal normally does.
So Shire's excuses are okay. Okay, I see how it is.
Yeah, because Shire is a bunch of new guys.
Cal's talking about Oscar. And those big goons.
Well, Purdue's better than Kentucky. Purdue should be number one or two in the country.
Well, they're not.
They're fifth.
They're fifth.
They should be number. Why would they not be number one? Again, I'm asking big picture that college basketball people whine and moan about college football. That when you beat somebody, it's about where you start. So Purdue goes out and they beat who? Duke and North Carolina?
They beat Duke.
Oh, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga and Duke.
And they wipe them up they win these games by a ton.
Yeah.
And they're a respected program.
They should be number
one. Am I wrong, Jack?
No,
and again, I know
to
the
be fair,
don't mean anything.
The four teams ranked ahead of them, Arizona beat, you know, top 10 Creighton, top 25 San Diego State. Virginia
those
has.
Are fake teams.
No, but I'm saying Virginia has wins over Baylor and Illinois. And Texas also has a blowout win over Gonzaga. Houston hadn't put it in one. I'll give you that.
Yeah, Houston being number one was the one you're kind of like, huh?
I would go one
Purdue
Virginia, two Purdue. There you go.
Purdue should be in the top three.
And that should make you vomit. As a man who loves NBA players.
Then you got Zach Edey.
We got Shire and Cal sounding the same. We got a goon like Edey.
Craving on dudes.
What's his name? Baycott's not going to play for North Carolina, so Indiana's going to win that game.
They're
going to flex, and TJD.
And it's not going to mean anything because Baycott didn't play.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jack. Yeah, I'm sure.
We'll see if Ram Johnson thinks it doesn't mean anything.
I'm sure that's going to be the reaction from you and everybody.
I'm not talking about Indiana fans.
I'm sure Sheriff Woody's going to be
Sheriff of the Woodiest is not going to feel that way.
Yeah.
I mean, we did 2 hours and 7 minutes on the damn Governor's Cup, and we didn't play the medley. Jack, are you ready? 5 minutes.
Let's play the damn medley.
Let's go.
Let's just play sound. Play sound.
Boy, I'm having a great time here in Liquor Bar Studio watching all the U of L fans cry on Twitter and do silly bleep on Twitter because they're so mad that they built their hopes up once again that Scott Satterfield could have the cojones to beat Mark Stoops in a football game, and once again, he can't do it.
Mayor. Welcome to Middays with Marcus Maven. Lowell had a pretty good season. I think you're going to win some games here going forward. You just don't want the Kentucky game as much as they did. All right. We'll see y'all tomorrow. And then you go into your rivalry game and you don't feel like you ever have a shot. I mean, it's just kind of like, nah.
I think they made progress. I think you can credibly say this: the recruiting class is progress. The team was better than a year ago. There were no just a complete washouts against teams where you had no business playing that way.
Is that a moral victory? Yeah.
I am a very critical football fan. I am so tired of losing this rivalry. I think you know me well enough. I love football. Yep. I'm tired of losing this rivalry. Okay, I hate it. It is driving me crazy.
I'm sick and tired of losing to Kentucky. Will Levis is not a world beater. He's not.
And he wasn't today, by the way. 11 of 19.
And that's what I'm saying. The defense did enough. The defense actually showed up and did enough.
No, that was UK's offense.
But the offense, I was sold 4 years ago that Satterfield is this offensive guru. Look what he's done. He does differences. He throws things. It's just been worse. You had the first year that was, that surprised a lot of people, and then lackluster. And and it's just Malik has regressed. And Brock Doman is your backup.
They got our number right now. I mean, it sucks. We're not happy about it, but you're right. I mean, Sat's got a good recruiting class. He'll get that extension. I think it's deserved.
The Ellsdale thing just drives me up a tree.
Well, now
I don't know why. Marion Brown was back to return a punt and was given the L's down out on the field. And come on,
everybody
people,
was ball.
Enjoy your success.
It's Satterfield's fault, but he immortalized it that year when he went to the midfield against Stoops. But you're right. It's an epidemic now. Every person on the Jumbotron, you're contractually obligated.
Exactly.
L's down forever.
L's down forever. Thank you, Jason. It's
yes.
Louisville. And what Scott a great Satterfield is not built for this rivalry.
They're not.
They're not built for it. Sat wants no part of it.
Y'all sit in it, and you're stuck with Satterfield. How about that? stuck with them.
We went out and did what big brothers do to little brothers. We went out in the yard. We pushed them around. We rubbed their face in the mud. When they tried to get back up, we knocked their ass down. And you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the rummage in the blank tears, and I'm going to drink them up. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum. You bums. Go find a better team. L's down forever. Forever. Love you, Rig.
It sucks for them because their basketball team sucks. Their program sucks. But, hey, it's a great day in the Commonwealth. Go Big Blue. Louisville sucks. Oh, hey, and also, man, do me a favor.
Yeah.
When you get off, call Blake and Baker and ask him if Oprah is still going to show up. Because I'm waiting for Oprah to show up and just start handing them extensions like he said earlier today. You get an extension, you get an extension. Please give that man another extension.
Yes.
Come around.
Water's wet, fire's hot, and we kick the crap out of U of L every year. That score is no indication of just how bad that game was. They didn't have a prayer from the minute we got up 9. They were done.
The vaunted defense, the great ACC. Oh. We got the defensive player of the year. Ya-ya, mo-mo, moo-moo, rah-rah. I don't know who all they got nicknames for all them clowns out there that they got on the field.
Hey, is Scott Satterfield still working, fools?
No, he is not. He's working his way back on the big red buses that were going to come to Lexington and beat Kentucky. And oops, that didn't happen either. Once again, Kentucky wins the football game because that's what happens. Look, Louisville and Scott Satterfield tried to do the thing early in the game. They tried to be tough. They tried to be physical. They tried to mix it up. And it didn't work. It didn't work. It is what it is. That's your team. Any wins that you have in the ACC is fool's gold. You're still not as physical as Kentucky. Period. You're not. Kentucky's offensive line hasn't been good all season, but they were to run the clock out and mow you down in the second half.
How do you like me now, ACC? How do you like South Carolina now? ACC is nothing but the junior league. Let's just tell it like it is.
Yeah. That's what I said earlier. ACC, ACC teams are, like, wins against them are like fool's gold.
Twainy kept texting about Malik's legacy game. Legacy. You know what? That is Malik's legacy. Losing to Kentucky. You hear me, Sweeney? That is his legacy. You bomb.
I just posed the question. Wildcat Steve.
Wildcat Steve. I wonder if he made it on to KSR's podcast or post-game show.
Is that it, Jack? Has it been 5 minutes?
Yes, it has.
Play a little Scott Stapp. Let it play.
Jack hated that he had to hear that. What a terrible thing to have to hear.
I know. Scott Stapp is higher.
Jack, higher.
You don't understand how big that was. It's a massive song.
Save that for the mixtape. You might be able to find that. Yeah. I did feel bad the whole way up there. Blanks out. Blanks like that. I'm taking the cards.
No.
I was like, I'm taking the card.
I heard it.
No, I started to get this feeling. I was like, no. You're going to do it again.
You're buying in too much.
Texan wants to know if you saw Lamar Jackson tell a guy on the internet to eat a D. Yes, I did see that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, some random guy. Some random guy was like, yeah, this is why you don't give Lamar Jackson $250 million. He's like, you don't know anything. Eat a D.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson, you're not.
I'm like, the guy, and I'm thinking, damn, is this guy an NFL reporter? And I looked at him, he had like 100 followers. I'm like, man, he is nuked. He just made some dude like super famous.
He did. He's probably getting a lot more followers now.
That guy is a great day for that guy.
Yeah, he's like, well, Lamar Jackson, he responded to me.
It's like when Deshaun Watson went after Stillman. Like Stillman won that.
Yeah. It raised his profile in Nashville.
And then Deshaun Watson did what he did.
Yeah.
About 50 times.
And he's going to play somehow.
This weekend. You'll
this
be
weekend,
cheering
Sunday.
For him. You'll be cheering for him. Like, let's go team.
Go team.
When's the last time you saw a Browns game? I mean,
I watched him play. I actually watched the game. When they beat Tampa Bay in overtime.
Well, that was last night. That was last night.
Yeah, last night. And then I watched before that, watched them on Monday Night Football, and they played Cincinnati on Halloween. Watched that game, too.
Texas says Scott Stapperfield.
Satterfield wished he was Scott Stapp.
This is for Ennis. You ready for this, Tex?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, you've always said Louisville fans want a maniacal coach who can't stand losing. isn't Jeff Brohm that guy?
Oh no, guys.
Right to hell.
Yes, that's, yeah, that's where that is.
Texas has BBN, Big Brother Nation.
You take them out as outside and you beat them up. That's what you do when you're Big Brother.
I mean, you guys, that's just the best.
Yeah, it was a happy post game show for me.
Jack, I wish you could have seen this. There was a father in Lexington on Saturday.
Yeah.
Who pointed out to his son a Louisville fan and was like, there's a Louisville fan.
That's what
and
they
I'm
look
like. They don't have Louisville fans. I'm
no.
like, where they live?
No, they don't see
red. Yeah, so I'm saying where
it's
they,
all blue.
Yeah, where they live, I'm like.
Yeah.
Except for politics.
Yeah, well.
That's a great point, Jack. You know what? They do see red when it comes to the polls. It's a red waving.
Would you like to be the husband of a politician?
No.
Like, if your wife was hardcore politician of either side, and you were the first man.
No.
You would not like that.
I would not like that.
Well, you'd
no.
be good for the cameras.
Yeah,
you
but.
You could turn on the wholesome. I mean, this is the problem.
Yeah, I could. Yeah. I could turn on
the wholesome. I need Streeble's wife to run for president and for Streeble's.
All the sound to be used against him.
Yeah, everything. I don't think I've ever seen anything too bad.
Well, I was thinking more so. I was thinking more so like old card article Twitter. Comments.
Oh,
they go back and find the entire thing.
It wasn't that bad. It's just like Rick Pitino sucks. That's basically what it was. But no, I wouldn't like that at all.
Like you wouldn't lose the election over it, but everyone would just laugh at it for a day.
It would be laughable material. Yes, but I wouldn't like that. No, thank you.
By the way, I remember now the Kandichi brothers, the Laramie Tunsil, Laquan Treadmill. They had a couple running backs too. Oh yeah, those dudes were goons.
Oh yeah, yes.
Oh man,
absolutely.
Those dudes would kill someone on the field. I love it.
Yeah, I've got Tunsil, man. That was great. The gas mask, Laramie Tunsil's gas mask.
I'd like for Jack to reenact that.
Yes, I would too. I absolutely would. Not on the internet, Jack.
Texas
not like
says
Tunsil.
We're okay. We'll get our recruits and the cards. We'll be back to running things. Okay.
Okay. I mean, you say that.
That's just what I told people on Twitter. I'm like, I hope you enjoyed it. If you enjoyed your 7-5 season and losing to your rival and not having a quarterback and for 4 years, and that's fine. I got no problem with that.
Yeah. We'll
Texas says, is J.D. Shelburne Kentucky Scott Stapp?
No.
I've never heard J.D. Shelburne.
I've never heard a song.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard a song.
Every once in a while, he'll like put one out there, and I'm like, do I want to click on this? Nah, I'm good.
I don't believe that.
No,
I don't believe
that. He has
that.
Live stuff from like Nashville Bards. Bards. He'll put,
Bards.
Yeah, I don't know if I said Bards. Like Shakespeare, the Bard. But but no, he'll put out stuff from like Nashville Bards, and I've never clicked on it. I haven't.
Oh, I thought Jack was going to hit you with
that.
No,
I promise.
That was a lie.
I've never clicked on a J.D. Shelburne live song or otherwise. I don't know what he sounds like. He can sound like Garth Brooks for all I know.
He doesn't.
No, I was going to say,
I'll
I don't.
I'll give you a heads up there.
He does not.
He doesn't. I mean, listen, I'll just do the what I opened with today. I'll give you both sides. 437-9680, it's a take on ESPN 680. Liquor Barn Studios on this Monday, reacting with you to the Governor's Cup. Obviously, way more basketball as we get going. We'll see what happens with the bowl games coming up next Saturday and Sunday. We should know by Sunday afternoon, 6 days or so, we should know where the Cards and the Cats will be going. Might be a good chance. We know that before the weekend, we shall see. Just quickly for me, I guess where I'm a little bit different than probably everyone other than Rummage, maybe Blank, is, I mean, let's be honest, even on this show, all we did was, I mean, Kentucky has been disappointing this season, and they beat you. And the analysis of this generic team beat this Louisville team that Louisville fans are relatively happy with the season is a telling thing. And now you are very much left in the Scott Satterfield conundrum that I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do. I know you don't give him a contract extension. I know you don't make the buyout higher. I know you don't give him more money. I'm sorry, you don't. You just don't. I mean, the university's been talking about how, you know, I mean, with COVID and everything that's happened and Tom Jurich being gone. And I mean, let's be fair. I mean, you had an empty football stadium and the basketball stadium is going to be empty too. You tell me to be giving more money to a guy that was very average and we can get to Scott Satterfield. Yes, they made some improvements. That is expected when you're there for 4 years to make improvements. And so this clapping of Scott Satterfield by some that they did something this season, I mean, I don't know. It's year four. They're 7-5. They don't have a quarterback. And on Saturday, they had a chance to win. Kentucky wasn't special. Only their field goal kicker was special. They weren't special. They goofed the end of the half. They made mistakes. They had a chance to put the game away. They didn't.
Yeah.
Kentucky did, like, outside of Ruffalo, Kentucky did what they've done. They didn't throw the ball. Levis wasn't running around throwing L's down like he was a year ago. None of that was happening. None of that. They went, I don't want to say go through the motions, but the game happened, Strebel. And we got to the end of it. Like, nah, Kentucky won.
It's like a C-plus game.
Yeah. Kentucky fans weren't, like, excited about how they played. They weren't dynamic. Was Kentucky. And they, I mean, they were safe.
Yeah.
Mark Stoops early in the game, I'll punt the ball. Mark Stoops, hey, I'll kick field goals.
Yeah.
We'll play defense. We'll run the football. We'll see run. All the things that we know that Mark Stoops wants to do. This wasn't, hey, we're going above and beyond. Yes, the field goal kicker, but if Kentucky had a little bit of a better offensive line, they got at least 10. I mean, they got 14 more points on the board.
Easy, yes.
And then we are having that, you know the conversation, that conversation with Scott Satterfield, his staff in Louisville football. I just, that's how I viewed the game. It's how I viewed the game. And I cannot, for the life of me, get a good gauge on what Louisville fans feel. I mean, I think there are some that are reserved to it. I think there are some that are pissed off. I think there are some that are the kind of the plants that almost were calling in to the postgame show. I feel like everyone's all over the board right now. Like, you know, you're not ridiculous. You're not getting rid of Scott Satterfield, but you're worried that this is what you are. And then you're like, well, Sweeney, the recruiting class is coming. Well, that's great. But A, not all of them are going to show. B, not all of them are going to work out. And C, on top of it, you got to develop those guys. Until 6 weeks ago, Scott Satterfield's not developed a defense that's been worth putting on the field that has won you games. I'm sitting there betting the NC State game on Scott Satterfield's defense. How many times have we done that in 4 years? His best defense was the COVID year.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, we'll see on defense. Is the last 6 weeks or five of the last 6 weeks, is that going to carry over to next year? Well, those guys are going to be gone. But schematically in development, is that going to all start clicking? Do you believe that if you're a Louisville fan? You believe that? I don't. Is Steve Clarkson going to be able to get him a quarterback this year? He got him one in his son. Can he get him a second one? I'm asking. I don't know. I know Satterfield can't.
Yeah.
Or has not been able to. All the data has told me that. Or he gets guys that cannot play at this level. I forget who texted me about it. I think it was Locke. He's like, can Evan Connolly play?
Evan Connolly.
And I'm like, yeah, because, I mean, Dolan was that bad. And, I mean,
and
my man Malik's
hurt.
Got
he was like,
a cast on his arm.
Yeah.
He can't throw the football. He's running around. I mean, let's be honest on what that was.
Yeah.
That's why I've stressed Malik today. It's just, listen, Louisville fans, listen, I don't mind. I will say, I was wrong about Dolan. I thought, hey, he'll keep you in the game. That's wrong. Bad analysis. It's bad analysis. If I knew Dolan would be a wreck, I would have made more money than simply betting the Chris Rodriguez 111 yards over under.
Right. Which he hit that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He did, Strebel. That fourth quarter and end of the third quarter were kind to your boy. We needed exactly to happen. What happened?
Stoops knew.
I just, if I'm a Louisville fan looking at that game, I'm like, we've made fun of Scott we've made fun of Mark Stoops all year. Scangarello's a bum. Will Levis is whatever. He's either injured, he's hobbled, he's a bum, whatever. I mean, we've heard it all.
Yeah.
From Louisville fans. Well, that offensive line is trash. They can't protect their quarterback. Look what this team and that team and the other team did against their defense. Special teams are terrible. All they did was make a couple kicks. They got like 6 points probably that we didn't expect. That's not Josh Harrelson on the basketball side.
No.
If you can't overcome that, what are we doing here? And that's what you felt? You need Kentucky to be a train wreck for you to be okay?
Yeah.
Please. I am more stunned that the Louisville fan base has been so beaten down that their reaction is not anger to this. And the ones that are being douchey on Twitter and everything else. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That you had a chance to win. Kentucky has been generic. And you did not match them. And you did not think you were going to win. And it's like, I mean, the last couple games, we get to late third and fourth quarter. We're running clock time. I mean, that's what it is.
That's what Dougie's
Yeah, Louisville ends up playing these games against Kentucky the last couple times.
And they just run the football.
To where you don't feel like, unless, like, three insane things. C-Rod fumbles. You get a big touchdown immediately. You get an onside kick, and C-Rod fumbles again. And then you get the ball and score again quickly.
That's the only thing that's going
to happen. Those things to happen in, like, 3 minutes to be in the game. I don't know. Not taking the field goal. That's a conversation piece. You know, I went through, we talked about this in hour number one.
Yeah.
Just a few things. Not kicking the field goal, the three and out in the second half, Chandler Jones missing that tackle on Barry Brown. The offenses at times were so constipated that an easy play to Barry Brown that he breaks the tackle of Chandler Jones and goes for 21 yards. It's like a huge play because, oh my God, it's 21 yards. That's the kind of game it was.
Yeah. That was a
you
surprise.
Let Kentucky settle into the only game they can win. It's the only game they can win. Missouri, the only game they could win. When Vanderbilt's like, okay, we'll go down the field again, they couldn't do it.
No.
When South Carolina, they couldn't do it. Now, that's different. No Will Levis. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Kentucky can win, like, I felt like at the end of the year, one different way. You let them get into that comfort zone, running the football. Will Levis didn't do anything.
No, he just handed it off to C-Rod and McClain.
I mean, Will Levis didn't do anything in this game.
No, he
made
wasn't.
A couple throws. I mean, listen,
he had a nice TD pass to Brown, Barron Brown.
He made a couple throws.
Yeah. He had that. He had the Caddis throw, but it was like a handful
but he
of throws.
Didn't, yeah, but
he mean, didn't he, light them up.
He had three, four plays. Last year, he had 15.
Yeah.
Last year, he had 15. He was a star.
Yeah.
He was mocking everybody. The legend was born of that.
Yeah. C-Rod was more
he
of a star
whatever.
Than Levis.
He was
yeah.
whatever.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
And listen, I mean, I was wrong about Doman. I was wrong ultimately about the offense, about the defense on Louisville in this game. I mean, I think they've proven what they have proven this year. But I take no solace if you're a Louisville fan in anything that happened. If Kentucky were not that bad on the offensive line, they scored two more touchdowns on you. Like, it's different. We're talking at least eight more points. And if then we're talking, what was the game? If we're talking 31-13, let me ask you this. You guys help me out here.
Yeah.
4379680. What's the breaking point to where we would be having that conversation was about Scott Satterfield in the game?
Two more touchdowns. I think two more.
No,
touchdowns.
But if I take 6 points off the board and I give you 14, that's 8 more points.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're looking at you 23. We're looking at 31.
31.
If I give you 31-13, is that enough to where we're coming in here? Because I don't think so. I think
I
there
think
needs
so
to be another 6-7 points on top
I'm,
of
I'm
it.
I'm saying they need to score two more touchdowns, I think, for that to be the breaking point for Scott Satterfield. They need. And the thing was, Kentucky was in the red zone. What, how many times? Five times. I mean, they in the red zone a lot. They just couldn't score in the red zone. Again, if they would have had just a competent offense, we're talking 2-3 more touchdowns. Just because they were in the red zone,
I'm talking
a lot.
One more a better offensive lineman. I just feel like there is an era.
One more offensive lineman, and it would have been different.
There is an era of this game that is now over. Kentucky will have a new staff.
Yep.
They will have to change their offense in some sort of way or not. Have to, you know, NIL and obviously the portal. There is going to be big change. Malik is gone. Satterfield, quarterback, now becomes a big deal, as does Stoops, the defense for Louisville that carried them the last month and a half of the season for the most part is going to be gone. So I felt like this Levis, Malik,
C-Rod,
C-Rod, DeAndre Square, like this era of Kentucky football, and maybe Weaver comes back, we shall see.
We'll see with Weaver,
and Louisville's going to have to reload some things as well, that there are a lot of changes. And you know, Louisville people were, I mean, this was, I mean, Kentucky was mocked, and rightfully so. We did it on this show, and you had a chance to win the game, and you didn't show. You got beat up again.
Yeah.
And Kentucky, because their average is bleep, took it easy on you.
Yeah.
Because they're average, woefully average. And, boy, I'm telling you, so many Louisville fans I don't know what they feel about this program. I believe some are angry but are just tired. Not everyone's going to stay angry, and I think some people like Satterfield. I think some people realize that he may need a reset. You know, we've talked about all these things. I just, man, I don't know. I mean, you wanted to feel not as confused after the year.
But they're still confused.
And I still think the what you want is, and Louisville's been, they have had good coaches and bad coaches.
Yeah.
And it has been clear. When you had a guy that was done here, you knew it. And when you had a guy that was good, he ultimately has left.
For another, yeah.
But you know it. You knew Charlie Strong, Bobby 1.0, parts of Bobby 2.0.
Yeah.
I mean, I go through the list of coaches that eventually we saw it and we knew it. And then when you saw it the other way, you knew it. Here it's like...
it's just lukewarm.
Yeah. And we end the year begging Scott Satterfield to make a statement in that regard, Strebel, to provide clarity, and he did the opposite.
No.
He did the opposite. He has a passing game that is not good enough. He has not recruited the quarterback position well enough because of transfers. But you can't complain about it when you rebuild part of your defense this way. His wide receivers were not good enough. And if you believe, well, they capped out at 7-5, sure. It's a decision U of L football has to make. And it's a difficult decision for Josh Erd.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to turn into anything.
But
I mean, Scott Satterfield still going into year five to what is going to be a rebuilding year.
Another one.
To some extent, unless they just go out and are able to pay 10, 15 guys in the portal. And I mean that.
Sure.
We'll see. But it was a missed opportunity. It was a missed opportunity to cement something. And you keep another offseason going to where it's like they're going to have to pull another marketing magic trick.
Mm-hmm. Like they did
this year. And the fans did, after Florida State, did not show.
Well,
they're winning games and did not show.
That's what I think is a key here, is I think we do know what the fan base thinks of this football team with Scott Satterfield. Now, you'll have the loud people on Twitter, the loud people that call into sports talk radio, and they want to get their opinion out. That's not the average fan. That's a very small percentage of fans that do those things. But you see, I think, what the normal average fan base thinks of Scott Satterfield, because even when they were winning games, you said it, they're not showing up. They knew they were going to beat Pittsburgh. They had a good feeling to beat Wake Forest as a top, 15 team at the time. They didn't show out for that. They didn't show out for anything after Florida State. They walked away from Scott Satterfield as a fan base, not as a total fan base, but the majority walked away from Scott Satterfield after that Florida State game. And I don't know how they get him back outside of – and it's going to be tough because
– I don't either.
Like we've talked about, they're going to be rebuilding. Man, Louisville fans are checked out on football. I think for the most part, they are checked out on football.
Well, I think for the most part,
they're fatigued.
I think they're fatigued of having to go through the same thing over and over again.
Talk again.
Well,
and again.
I mean, it's a third straight year where we're wondering if Satterfield's the guy. We say, well, we're going to find out if he's the guy, and then we don't find out if he's the guy.
Well, plus, I wonder how many times they could get their hopes up that something does change, it doesn't change.
Well, Strebel, if I told you 7-5, an improvement on a defense that was getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
You can't sell that to people.
No.
That's what they're selling. You can't sell that to anybody.
They're going to push the recruiting class even harder.
Some of these guys are – listen, the worst thing is some of these guys who are coming from other schools who aren't – Cade McNamara is not a good.
Right.
From Michigan. And in Kentucky fans are out there like, he's going to be in blue. Really?
Yeah.
Like, this is what we do now. We act like – you know what it is?
The next guy coming is –
here's what it is. You ever been to Madison, Indiana?
I have been. It's very lovely, yes. Where they have the regatta.
Yes, it is. Yeah. The regatta, yeah.
But
they have a bunch of antique stores.
They do, yes.
And you go in there, and Strebel, if you've ever been in some of them, you will see things like from your childhood.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah. And you will think that has worth, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Well, it does to you.
Bingo.
Yeah, exactly. It does, bingo. It does to you, but in totality, bingo. No, it doesn't. Bingo. You're exactly right. Yeah, bingo. To you, there's something there, but to anybody else, there's nothing. No, they're going to push this recruiting class even harder than they have because that's the way they're going to have to try to sell this offseason. And signing day for Louisville is going to be like a parade. They're going to have a feel-good, postseason feel-good, and it's going to be National Signing Day if they're able to keep most of these guys.
No.
I think they will.
I think it's going to be easy to do the magic trick.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I think the magic trick is going to be the easiest thing for Scott Satterfield to do.
But while the magic trick might be easy, I don't think you'll see it in the stands and in interest. I don't think you'll see it.
437-9680, let's take a break. On the other end, we'll continue this conversation. Jack, we could play the medley at the end. I'm not against that.
Might
as well do some of that. I don't know if you saw what happened in the Seahawks game. I doubt you guys saw that. I know Jack did not see that.
I know they lost.
And who had the worst night on Twitter on Saturday? We'll discuss it next on the Take on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Heels up, guns down.
And James Strebel.
Heels down, guns up, bang, 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 bang.
There we go, Jimmy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I think our guy Blankenbaker really wants to give Satterfield an extension.
Yes. Yes.
What am I missing?
I don't know, Andy. I don't know. He's not like risen the level of Kentucky or not, sorry, of Louisville football. Like he's not risen like he's not, you know, made the profile a higher profile for Louisville football. I don't understand. Why? Like, he's got 2 years left on the deal, right? 2 years left?
Yeah.
Let him have the 2 years and figure it out from there. Like, in my opinion, he should be coaching on a year-to-year basis. Not like, let's keep him. Like, let's see what you do next year. And next year's going to be tough. That's going to be you-know-what cutting time.
No, why? We just said that, Strebel.
Because he
went out and hit a par. And what? What? No. He just did that.
But I don't think they hit par next year. That's the thing.
They had the recruiting class. What are you talking about?
Yeah. How many times does a whole freshman class come in and just dominate college football? How many times have we seen that happen? You do that in college basketball, you can't do that in college football. Like you said earlier, we got to wait to what, year six, year seven, before we see the turnaround? Is that what it is? No, you don't extend the guy. He didn't do anything worth an extension this season. Nothing. Nothing at all. Neither did Mark Stoops. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Mark Stoops deserved $9 million. He doesn't either. But I know for sure Scott Satterfield doesn't. Historically, he does not.
What? Okay, so I don't know if Jack knows. You were all in a fuss about Twitter. I don't even know. I have no idea what even happened here.
Well, you know how.
So, I mean, I know what Twitter is. It's a cesspool.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure it was a cesspool.
No, they take it to
especially after that game.
No, they take. No, here's what happened. They thought that their football team was going to win, and they didn't. So instead of taking it out on their football team, and this is just a very small percentage of Louisville fans, they took it out on me. And again, they get my family involved. Like that's supposed to be funny. And
okay.
I'm not having it.
Well, I mean, was it anyone? Was it just a guy on Twitter or somebody?
No. It was multiple. people on Twitter.
But it's no one that we know, right? It's
no,
just,
no,
it's just random Twitter people.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So no, if they mentioned your wife on Twitter, I'm sure you would be very upset, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I didn't see any of them.
I still am. I'm still pissed.
Well, do we need to find out who they are?
No, they know who they are. And I retweeted their ass, and then they've been put in their place. So
we need to find out who they are. Do I need to go to your Twitter?
It's a fake name. They've changed everything now. They deleted a lot of their tweets because, of course.
Oh, so they deleted them all?
Yeah, so, you know, that's what happens.
I was going to look.
And ask Biscuit about it. He was,
Biscuit was a part of this?
He was in there.
Did he say something?
Yeah, he's fighting the good fight. But, no, there was...
Well, who embarrassed themselves on State of Louisville?
Oh, it's the whole account. Everybody.
I think it's someone who doesn't want to put their name.
Wrestling Meyer? Yeah, I don't know who it was, but he had some big things to say. And then, you know, I just had like a tweet about Ruffalo. And
I noticed he went like 25 hours without tweeting.
Yeah, I got the State of Louisville account dropping F-bombs on me out of nowhere. I didn't even mention the State of Louisville. So, no, there were a bunch of Twitter tough guys that their football team was losing. So, you know.
Yeah.
They want to go and be big mouths on Twitter. And that's what they were. They're big Twitter big mouths.
That's what they do.
And that's what they do.
Yeah, that's what they do.
I was not happy at all. I'm still not happy about it. I mean, I'm physically.
You want an apology?
No, I don't want an apology. No, that's not what I want.
So are we cutting them off?
No, I'm not.
I'm fine with any of that.
No, the joking stuff back and forth with them is done with me.
Okay.
Like, they're not cute. They're not funny anymore. I don't want them in my DMs telling me I'm a stand-up dude or any of that stuff. They can go kick rocks. As Biscuit would say, they can go touch grass. Like, I have nothing to do with them at all. So they that's how I feel.
Okay, so you're done with them.
Yeah, I am. I have 100%.
Done, okay.
Yeah, they were like, why aren't you here? Why aren't you here? I was like, I got to run the post-game show. F-U-K, we're here, louder than you. And I'm like, what are you doing right now? Like, why are you effing people? like saying the F-word on Twitter at me, and I didn't even
Should
do
we
anything.
Unfollow them? Should we do a complete
unfollow?
I'll
do it unfollow? Right now. Yeah, let's go.
All right, I'll do it right now.
See you, punks.
Done. Unfollow.
Yeah.
There we go.
No, they were nasty.
We let them on the air, too.
It was personal.
We let them on the air.
There's a difference when you like make fun of, like, you know, like, oh, your team stinks or blah, blah. Then it gets personal. It's like why is this personal all of a sudden?
Wow.
Like nothing personal was said on my part. I don't understand why we had to be personal here. So, yeah, that's basically what happened. Yeah. And like I said, now, the other State of Louisville guys got the family stuff involved. But, like, you know what? I had to be very careful on Twitter sometimes because
I don't know why you fall for it. But you love Battlegrounds, but
no, this is different than Battlegrounds, Andy. Yeah. This ain't your team sucks or you're fat. Like, this is different. Like it went to another level.
Because they lose the game every year because they can't beat Kentucky.
They quit being babies.
Well, they can't. They're babies. I don't know what to tell you. That's what they are.
Yeah,
you know that.
They wouldn't say it in person. They wouldn't say it to my face.
No, they kiss our ass like they always do.
That's what bothers me the most. It's like they're tough guys on Twitter, but they saw me in person. They wouldn't say any of this bleep. And it's like, enough's enough. Like, I don't go after you and your personality or who you are or what you look like. But I'm fair game because I don't like the Cards, Andy. And my family's fair game because I don't like the guy. Because your football team sucks and can't beat Mark Stoops, and it's my
fault. I would say everyone who's just a normal troll, I just wouldn't worry about that.
No,
you're just going to have to mute and move on. That's what I do.
No, I agree, but
I wouldn't get stuck in the mud there.
There's levels of it.
I wouldn't get stuck in the mud.
Yeah, that's fine, but there's levels to it.
No, I mean, I agree. I'm saying you're in the mud. Like when you're that far in the mud, like anything can happen. That's how I view it.
No, I
not to make it right, but
no, it's not right.
They're bad people.
And no, they are bad people.
There's bad people.
Again, they're bad people that are cowards is what they are. Cowardice bad people. That's what they are.
Well, that's fine. We know. I mean, I always say people know where we are.
Yeah.
So
I
got no.
I don't make any.
Got no problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's just that's what happened Saturday.
Roll up.
And that enraged me. That's why I was kind of the way I was at that open, because I was like, you all are serious right now with some of this stuff.
Wow.
So
okay. Because I missed
ugly,
all.
Man.
I missed all
oh,
of
yeah.
that.
It was ugly.
Well. That's what happens.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Again, the majority of Louisville fans were cool as hell, and I got no problem with them. None at all. But there's some Twitter badasses out there that like to, you know, run it. So that's what it is.
They'll probably be in DMs later on apologizing.
Oh, they can,
you think so?
No.
Think there'll be any
if
apologies?
If they do, it's not accepted.
Little kiss up?
Not accepted.
Nothing? You don't think so?
Nah, I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I don't need them apologizing to me.
Oh, goodness.
I got enough apologies.
Poor Blankenbaker thinks that they're really going to like the direction of the program.
Right. Yeah, we know where the direction of the program's going. Not in the right spot. Well, I don't know, man. The whole extension thing is silly in my opinion. I know Blankenbaker's passionate about it because he likes Satterfield and he wants him to stay around, but he's one of the very few that feel that way, I think.
Bless his heart. That's all I can say is yes. Bless his heart. Jack, do we have any idea what's coming up on the bonus hour? Any idea?
A lot of us, because Issel and Louie was the only bonus hour that got cut. So it'll be that's and then right. A lot of
appreciate
us.
That. Yeah. Appreciate that. So yeah. We just didn't do it. Well, why would we?
Why? Why would we need to do that?
Well, why would we want to do our job?
No.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of us talking Governor's Cup.
Gotcha. All right. Like we did the last 3 hours.
So we had 4 shows. 2 of them are cutting bonus hour. The other 2, nah. It's fine.
That's good.
Nah, don't worry about
it. We'll move on.
Yeah, we'll just move on. We won't do that.
We have other things
to do. That's too difficult.
Cut a little Paul Rogers. You don't hear a little Paul Rogers, Drew Deaner, Mark Blankenbaker.
No, you get none of that.
You get none of it. You get nothing and like it.
Maybe you'll get nothing and like it. That's great. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Let's get out of here. Jack, you want to hit the medley?
Let's end with the medley.
Yeah, you can just end with the medley. I think we've talked enough
Governor's Cup, yes.
Talked enough Governor's Cup today. All right, let's get out of here.
All right.
Back at it tomorrow. Yeah, 3 o'clock tomorrow. I'm sure no bonus hour will be set tomorrow either. So, everyone have a good night.